This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, September 30th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Vilsack presses trade issues, electric co-ops get big grants, and senators launch SAF caucus. Vilsack uses G7 to raise trade concerns. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says he used the G7 Ag Ministers meeting last week to press his counterparts on several concerns for U.S. producers. The issues included moves by the European Union to prevent deforestation and to require additional testing for meat products. He told reporters this weekend there doesn't appear to be a rationale for the additional testing. We've got more to do in terms of understanding precisely the nature of it, he said. Vilsack also pushed back on the EU's ongoing efforts to protect the use of geographic indicators such as Parmesan and feta cheese. Vilsack told his EU counterparts that regulations on deforestation need to account for the fact that the U.S. isn't destroying forests to expand cropland. Vilsack pushed his Japanese counterpart for expanded imports of table potatoes and to use more ethanol and other biofuels. Michigan and Indiana electric co-ops to benefit from $1.3 billion in grants. Two Midwest electric cooperatives will receive more than $1.3 billion in USDA grants to purchase power from a recommissioned nuclear plant in Michigan. Wolverine Power Company in Michigan will get about $650 million and Hoosier Energy $675 million to cover about a quarter of the cost of a power purchase agreement with Holtec Palisades, which is restarting an 800-megawatt nuclear facility in Covert, Michigan. Deputy Agriculture Secretary Sochil Torres-Small told reporters that the $1.3 billion in new ERA grants funded through the Inflation Reduction Act would pass, quote, directly to the homes and businesses served by the member electric cooperatives. This means that every dollar will go straight to the communities they serve, and that will help to reduce wholesale power costs, provide community benefits, and keep electricity reliable and affordable. The $1.3 billion is part of a total $2.8 billion being announced by the Biden administration today. $1.5 billion will be in the form of a loan guarantee to Holtec Palisades. Senators launch Sustainable Aviation Caucus. Four senators are launching a caucus focused on bolstering sustainable aviation fuel production. Senators Jerry Moran of Kansas, Tammy Duckworth of Illinois, John Bozeman of Arkansas, Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, they're starting the Senate Sustainable Aviation Caucus. Take note, Representatives Sheree Davis of Kansas and Dusty Johnson of South Dakota previously created a similar caucus in the House. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Edge says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. House lawmakers introduce year-round E15 bill. 33 House members have introduced a bill to allow year-round sales of E15. Take note, the EPA currently must grant temporary emergency fuel supply waivers for E15, a blend of 15% ethanol and 85% gasoline, to be sold at pumps during the summer due to a higher risk of volatility in hot weather. E10, which contains 10% ethanol and 90% gasoline, was afforded specific volatility regulations when the Clean Air Act was written in 1978, allowing it to be sold year-round. Year-round E15 sales will be permanently allowed in eight states by next April, following petitions from Midwestern governors seeking exemption from the summertime ban. Port operators urge NLRB to intervene in contract dispute. The United States Maritime Alliance, which represents port operators, is trying to get the International Longshoremen's Association back to the bargaining table. An ongoing contract disagreement could result in a strike at East and Gulf Coast ports as soon as tomorrow. USMX says it filed the unfair labor practice charge to push NLRB to require ILA to resume bargaining. The ILA calls the charge, quote, a publicity stunt, and says USMX members were unprepared for contract talks when both sides met more than 2 years ago. Ag groups seek resumption of talks. Agriculture groups and retailers on Friday urging President Joe Biden to force the parties to return to the negotiating table, warning that a strike's impact on the supply chain, quote, will quickly reverberate throughout the agricultural economy, shutting down operations and potentially lowering farm gate prices. Approximately 40% of U.S. containerized agriculture exports move through East and Gulf Coast ports, they say in the letter. CVM reorganizes Animal Drug Office. The FDA will separate the Office of New Animal Drug Evaluation to two offices within the Center for Veterinary Medicine. The reorganization that will take effect October 20th creates a separate Office of Genetic Animal Drugs and the Office of New Animal Product Evaluation. The move will allow ONAPE to build capacity to review new and innovative technologies, which CVM views as the future of animal agriculture. Setting up an independent office for genetic drugs will bring more concentrated focus and maximize effectiveness in a program with unprecedented growth, CVM says in an update. Here's today's final word. Repeated mention was made of the difficulty that the illegal and unprovoked war in Ukraine has caused in terms of disruption of the supply chain and the impact that it's had on consumers and producers across the globe. That Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack summarizing the recent meeting of G7 Ag ministers in Italy. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, September 30th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.